Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. Here he is.
Hello.
Hey-o. There he is. Hello there.
Hey-o.
It's a football special, John. It's a football special.
Is it?
We're going to do football.
Are we?
All the way through.
Okay.
All the football. I feel like we've not spoken about football.
Well, it's...
I couldn't tell you what's going on.
It's okay, so is this our New Year's resolution?
Try
second
and,
half of the year.
Try and do more football.
Can we
football?
Work out what's going on with the football? Because I do agree. We've neglected it a little bit.
What's going on in the National League South?
It's been a tough watch.
Do you know what it is? We can't look it up because often we're filming what's going on.
This is true.
So the clips we're trying to do are on the actual device we need to be able to look at what's happening in the football. So let's just film this bit and then we can put this bit out now.
Yes.
Us talking about the filming.
Yeah.
Clips.
There you go.
Clip this out.
Little meta.
Exactly.
John, a circle in a spiral.
John,
yes.
Did you watch the match on Saturday? I did.
No. I was at Bournemouth.
You're at Bournemouth. You're a big Bournemouth fan these days.
I tell you what though, I've seen the future. And his name is Sinclair Armstrong.
You saw.
Oh, my God.
It was like a Torquay United derby.
QPR Bournemouth in the FA Cup. Playing for QPR, Sinclair Armstrong and Stephen Duke McKenna.
Did he play?
He didn't get on
again,
Duke McKenna. And Kiefer Moore was playing for Bournemouth. It
Amazing.
Was just like all the old boys. Sinclair Armstrong was unbelievable for 45 minutes.
Well. So
you couldn't get the ball off him.
Is he not, was he now, 19, 20?
Must be a little bit. I think he was 19 when he came to us, maybe.
We still had them.
He
if
is
we still had them up
a
front
unit.
For us.
You can't get the ball off him. He's quick. He scored a great goal.
Yeah.
Shrugged off Max Ahrens,
took
the
his chance.
Fullback. Scored a really good goal.
And that's against Premier League opposition.
Premier League opposition.
Is
the
he,
boy's the future.
Is he a regular in the QPR team?
That's the first goal he'd scored at Loftus Road, so I don't think he is.
Oh.
He scored one away from home, and that was his first goal at home.
Yeah. And is he because I follow him a little bit, but I thought he'd played a lot more than he actually has.
Yeah.
Gareth Ainsworth played him a lot, I think. But
maybe
then got
maybe the Spanish guy, Cifuentes, hasn't played him quite as much.
Yeah.
He was brilliant.
Yeah, he was brilliant.
Oh,
for
he's
us.
The future.
He was brilliant for us. Him although he played in a side that got relegated eventually.
Yes. And he's playing in another side that looks like they're going to get relegated this season.
There we are.
Ireland, though. Great for Ireland. Great news for Ireland.
But I watched the Torquay United versus Eastbourne Borough
I didn't
game.
Watch that.
Eastbourne Borough are towards the bottom of the league and unfortunately did outclass us, John.
Yeah.
Didn't make us look very good. And we let him one towards the end to make it 2-2, which I saw coming.
Yeah.
Which was just a big lump up, just a big lump. It was a really nice old...
Guy, I liked it. I liked the old... Since.
I liked the old school-ness of the goal.
The guy was given quite a lot of room to turn, wasn't he? And just pumped a ball straight down the middle.
Whack.
Yeah.
Whack down the middle. And then one bounce, turn, run at the goalkeeper, put it in the net. Everyone looks at the liner. Everyone looks around.
So he put it in the net. It sort of fumbled it, didn't it?
It
was
sort
all
of went
just,
in.
I've never seen a goal go in slower.
A slow
it
goal.
It wasn't a classic finish.
But it went in,
but
John.
It went in.
They all count. Every goal's a miracle, as I always say. I'll tell you what was interesting on the iFollow was there was no commentary.
Yeah.
And I couldn't
Which
really...
Which is quite bleak, isn't it?
I couldn't really hear the crowd either. So I'd often just hear the squeak of the camera moving. And as I sat there watching it, I was like, this is quite bleak. Watching a football match with zero sound.
They don't put an awful lot of effort into the sort of presentation, do they?
Are they allowed to? Are they allowed?
Do
other clubs have commentary on their iFollows?
I think so.
We need to find out.
Couldn't say for sure.
We need to find out. If you're a fan of another club and you get commentary on your iFollow, is it called iFollow? Vanarama TV.
Vanarama TV. Exactly. It's like that.
But yeah, it was... Oh, it was just a team of strangers, John.
Such a bad.
Come on, we can't be too negative. Season. We've got to try and pick it up. Got to try and pick it up.
It's hard though.
It is hard.
I mean, I'm also angry. Do you want angry? Anger's good.
Anger's quite good, I suppose, for just something.
Anger's McDonald.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Angry footballers.
Someone cross.
Furios.
Yeah.
Fury Ross.
Marshall.
There we are. That's all I've got.
How have we got here?
John, we can't go back over that.
Talking heads.
We can't go back over that.
How did I get here?
We can't go back over that.
This is not my 2-2 draw at Sheffield Wednesday. Yeah.
We know how it happened.
This is not my playoff final at Wembley.
It's I wonder if all teams experience this or if we just go, oh God, I can't believe we're in this position. This is so Torquay United.
Yeah.
All teams must, if you do go down the league. I don't know how we're in the National League South. That's crept up on us.
Not just in the National League South, eighth in the National League South. Not even in the playoffs.
I was trying to think positively. And the way I was trying to think positively was, well, look, we'll let Maidstone and Yeovil go up because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. And then next season... next season we can really give it a good go.
Really?
Really be king of the hill next season. Really smash it out of the park.
Yeah.
Next season. There's always next season, John.
There is.
You're not on board with that
train
of thought?
No, not really. Not with the current owners or current manager.
Okay, there's John. John's point, that's what you think.
That is what I think.
Yeah. Well, do I think that? I don't. I just think it's such a difficult level to be at. But we seem to be being beaten by part-time teams.
We've lost 10 games already this season, something like that.
We did win 6 or 7 in a row. If we go on a streaky run, look at the
teams we've lost to, though.
Yeah, that seems to be one of the cases. If the idea, we have got 8 players out. I know I'm playing devil's advocate here. We have got 8 players out.
Which seems to have happened every season now for about the last 4 years.
Our 8 best players are out. Any team would struggle with their 8 best players out. Any team, but why they're getting injured, yes, that's another question. That is another question. But so you got that, and you go, if the idea is to bumble along and hope everyone's or 4 of them or 5 of them are fit for the playoffs, which could happen,
it seems like that could be the current
that could
plan.
Be the thought is right, let's get to the playoffs and then hope people are fit. Is that the worst plan?
Yeah, but the playoffs aren't guaranteed, are they?
No, but it's a chance.
We'd have to play Maidstone. We've already lost twice to them this season.
Yeah.
Hampton and Richmond already lost to them this season.
You could hope someone else.
Avely lost to them. Worthing lost to them.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find a glint
there
of light.
There are none.
I'm trying to find a glint of light. It's not all rubbish, John. We can't just do this podcast and it be back to being rubbish every week. We have to find
do
joy.
Do Gary. Sort it out.
Are we turning? Is that what's happening? We're turning into Roger and
Maybe
Brian.
Maybe we've been so consumed by them
We've become Roger and... Is this what happens to all football fans? They eventually just become Roger and Brian.
As you get... Yeah, maybe as
Bloody
you get
hell!
Older, you just eventually become...
I suppose what happens on a, if you want to talk about this, what happens is you feel like you have seen a lot of it before. You see it before. So you see patches of play. You see the ups and downs of how clubs go. And even if you're a Man United fan and you had all 20 years of massive success, like now you're not having that. I know you're a billion and you've got billions in your club and your club's worth £6 billion. But it's a completely different thing. But you're still not having that success. So I suppose you have to try and find what the football means to you and for how do you enjoy the football? If you enjoy football that is surrounded by a running track and a discus.
Yeah. If you like track and field. I've not quite got...
Court?
Discus? Not quite got the word for it. Net?
Discus. Discus. I don't know what that would be.
Yeah.
Then... We're at the right level. Yeah. If that's the sort of thing. I do like lo-fi analog football. That is what I like. I do not want to be in the land of VAR. I do not particularly want to be in the land of multi-millionaires playing football. I do like being able to buy a ticket whenever I want, being able to turn up when I want. I like that lo-fi level of analog football. It's why I would like the National League, and it's why we do a podcast about the National League. I like all those things. My team has always been that. I would like us to A, look like we've got something to fight for, B, sometimes it'd be fun, and C, it looked like there is some sort of planning. That's what I would like.
I can't disagree with any of that. I don't want much. I'd like us to be
I've got the Knicks for high level.
I'd like us
excitement.
To be in the division above at the yes, at the minimum.
The minimum. That does feel like the minimum.
Yeah.
Because the division below
I don't even
feels
know what
like
it is.
The end.
Does that Alan, is that one for Alanis mean?
That would feel the Alanis. Oh, you need to speak to Alanis.
I think so. Only
is
he can clarify
no,
it. I think it is.
I think no, it wouldn't be the Isthmian because wouldn't we be in like the tool station?
Is that, I think that's the Isthmian.
Where's
though,
Taunton?
It?
Who? Well, no, I know they're in our division. Where are Tiverton?
I think they're in the.
Is that the Isthmian?
Like the Isthmian, whatever
we
it is.
I mean, I'm saying we won't go down to that. I said we won't ever be back. We did a whole song about
play
not
this
being,
back in.
Not being in the NLS.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Okay, John. I can't seem to shake you out of it.
No. Well, it could win a few.
What if John Pemberton turned up as a new man? If we did happen to get a new manager and it was John Pemberton, John, would that be the greatest day of your life?
I don't know how I'd feel because ultimately you're doomed to
if John Pemberton
doomed
took
to failure.
John Pemberton took over and we ended up in the Isthmian.
Yeah, it would be quite, you know, it would be a laugh. It'd be great for the podcast.
It would be a real, like, we're all different. Wow, we really can predict the future.
Like Clark Osborne's been listening to podcasts. I know a name, actually.
I know her name.
John Pemberton.
I know her name.
Let's see what he's up to.
Yeah, hope. That's all we want, isn't it? Hope and fun.
Give me hope, Joanna. Yeah.
But, so here's some hope, more hope. I'm trying to find hope. It's the trophy again this weekend, which, as you know, we know no platform.
Nip.
So we've got a week there's another, and then there's another week. I think are we playing Tuesday, next Tuesday,
yeah,
either next Tuesday or next. So look,
it's chipping them away coming up. I'll try and get to that.
There's yeah, we'll try and go. Always try and go. This yeah. is the thing. We've got to try and go. We've got to love the lads.
I know. Having said all that, I'm still planning chipping them away.
Exactly.
On a Tuesday night.
I have been cleaning out my bedroom, my drawers, and my cupboards, and all sorts of stuff this last week, and I came across a big bag full of Torquay United shirts.
Torquay crap.
And I've got quite a lot more stuff than I thought I had.
The museum.
Because we were throwing stuff out. We were doing the programme that Stacey
Solomon's yeah, one, isn't
called,
it?
Is it called? Yeah. What's it called?
Bin Your Shit for Fuck's Sake or something like that, isn't it?
That's a version of it. And we were doing a bit of that, and I was throwing out a few shirts and bits and pieces, some old pals, you know. Came to the big bag of Torquay shirts. I thought,
you can't throw them.
Can't throw any
I don't
of this
think I've
out.
Ever thrown a Torquay shirt.
But the reason they throw stuff out is, does it cause you joy?
Mm.
Does it make you give you any joy? And I looked through a lot of the shirts, and a lot of them did not cause me joy, John.
That yellow and white stripe one, cursed,
does not
never ever brought
the,
me joy.
The Westwood Developments kit did not bring me joy. Although I've got it.
Yeah.
You know.
Odd deck windows.
A lot
joy.
Of those, no. This did not bring me joy. Will I keep it forever? Yes.
Yes.
And then what happens, John? You die, and what? Someone doesn't want it, or they just bin it. Is that what you do? You leave your stuff to be binned?
Someone else bins it. Your children bin it for
just
you.
Just go through and goes, we don't need any of that.
Yeah. What do you keep that for?
What do you keep that for? You've moved it around from house to house for your whole life, and then, yeah, I don't want any of that. Just chuck it. Is that what happens?
Well, I mean, I assume so.
Phil Lloyd's run-out jacket from the Sherpa Van Trophy.
That's coming to a charity shop near you in 50 years.
You think? Just binned. Do you think it'll be worth more or less than I paid for it, John? In 50 years' time.
I mean, it depends where it's got to go to a charity shop in Devon.
I think I paid about £100 for it.
I think if it goes to a charity shop in Oxfordshire, I don't give it much of a prayer.
If I auctioned that off now...
Yeah.
Would I get more or less than the £100 for it that I paid?
No, I think you'd get more.
You reckon?
Retro's in.
The Phil Lloyd Hummel run-out jacket. If you want to make a bid...
You could turn a profit on that.
If people, if not Natob's foffs or listeners, want to make a bid on the Phil Lloyd jacket... Maybe I'm open to offer. I was looking at it thinking, I don't think I'm ever going to wear this.
You wore it to training.
I did wear it to training. And I nearly wore it to Ashton Gate. I'm pleased I didn't because I would have just thought it's unlucky.
Then it would be, yeah.
I do, actually, here's the thing. I do have a Torquay United cap, a blue one.
Yeah.
that I've always thought is unlucky. I've always thought it's
unlucky.
I think
I've got the same cap. I know the cap.
And I've always had it, and I've always gone, shall I keep it? And the other day, I was like, it was nearly gone. And I thought, I can't throw that out.
Someone but maybe if might you, want can that. You throw it out now and we see what happens?
No, I'm offering it up to people.
Oh, okay.
It's a freebie.
Right.
Would you like the unlucky talk? It's cloth. It's a nice cap, John. It's not like a horrible cap. It's like, what sort of style do you call
cap.
It? Not cloth. What do you call it? It's, what sort of style do you call it? It's not a baseball. It's not a trucker hat. It's like a lower profile.
Yeah,
one.
I think I've got the same hat.
I think those
like
hats are
unlucky. Like a sort of sewn badge.
Yes.
Like,
shall I burn it,
thread,
John?
Yeah.
Shall I burn it?
Can we burn it? Why don't we get together and we'll go
we'll
magnet fishing
hat.
And burn a hat? Oh, that sounds like a day, doesn't it?
Before the hat's burnt, if anyone would like it,
yeah,
I will post it to you and the bad luck will be transferred to you. And maybe it's just in my house it's bad luck. I did wear it to Ashton Gate.
Mm. I think it's got to go.
It's always been bad luck,
I think
hat.
It's got to go.
It does feel a bit like it needs to go, that hat. Maybe that's what the
spooky.
Problem is.
Yeah.
If anyone would like it, let us know. Write in. I'll post it to you or I'll give it to you at
yep.
a match.
Yep.
Chippenham away. What else are we going? Is when Welling? Is that soon?
Maidstone away is coming up.
Maidstone away. Yeah, probably try and go to that. Is
early
that Tuesday
Feb,
night?
Early Feb on a Tuesday night somewhere.
Yeah, so we'll try and go to this. If you'd like it, I will pass on the bad luck to you.
Yes.
It's a bit like...
Transferred.
Be like Quantum Leap. There it is. There we are. Should we talk about what's coming up in the podcast?
I mean,
or have we done
we've
the podcast?
We've done a lot of it. What's coming up on the podcast? Well, we've done a lot of it.
I've done a lot of it. It's just all that chat, was it?
Yeah.
That was the podcast.
That's
yeah,
the podcast.
Lovely football chat.
Should we look at what happened in the National
yes,
League?
Yes, let's have a look. Come
must
on.
Must we?
I wanted to revisit something, John, because
oh, okay.
I noticed that the keeper was a bit... He felt a little
yeah.
bit short on Saturday. And I remembered we, the tiny little keepers of the National League South.
We used to do that, didn't we, back in the day?
Well,
back
when,
in the good old
when
days.
When we were in the National League South
back
before.
In the good old days when we enjoyed football.
Ah, oh, John, come on, you still enjoy football. Still enjoy football.
Yeah, well, so we'll do that.
Check back in with them.
John Pemberton.
Oh, yeah, he's had a lovely week, hasn't he?
He's back in work, I think.
He's put some money into something, hasn't he?
Is he back? Has he already left? He had a new job. I don't know if he's still got it, but we'll find out.
We will find out.
What else?
And that's it, isn't it? No?
Yeah, and I think we're going to have a listen to Radio 3's Breakfast Show.
Oh, yes, you found out something about the Breakfast Show.
It's hosted by Cornishman. With a very on-the-nose name.
Oh, really?
Petroc Trelawney.
Have you got some of it recorded, have you?
Yeah, I recorded a bit from this morning.
We'll have a bit of that.
The BBC Sounds,
whatever that is. Sex Symphony,
is that? Well, yeah, basically that's it. Don't do too much.
Don't do that.
That's about it, really.
Okay. Ah, lovely. All right, then. Come on, let's look at the football in the National League South.
Yeah, shall we have a look what happens?
Let's have a look so we can... hold on. Let's have a look. See, let's go through the league table, shall we, John? See where people are. See what's happening. Try and get enthused about it, John. Come on, let's go. Who's top of the league? Of course.
It's Yeovil.
Yeovil Town. Congratulations to Yeovil. They've more or less won the league. They're 10 points clear, a game in hand on Hampton and Richmond. They're scoring goals. Frank Nubley's not getting injured. He's supposed to get injured, John.
I know. Well, still time.
They're not going to slip. They won't slip 10 points.
I don't think so.
Will they? They're playing good football.
So.
They're signing players. Their chairman's getting into all sorts of trouble.
Yeah.
You know,
they'll be fine.
They'll be absolutely fine. So congratulations to Yeovil. We'll just let them go, John.
We called it.
All you can do is let them go. Let them go.
Yeah.
Hampton
it's,
and Richmond.
It's dumb.
And then everyone else seems to be just beating everyone else.
Yeah.
All the time.
I mean, it is a mad league. So Yeovil, what did they do on the weekend? They
won 1-0.
They won
2-0
against
Bath,
bit of a local derby.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Hampton and Richmond.
They lost to Braintree.
They lost to Braintree 3-1. So
where are Braintree in the league, John? Look
at
that.
They're
11th. No, they're 11th, you see. So everyone else can beat everyone else, which is why I think, other than Maidstone having a very good cup run and probably being able to sign someone really good because of the financial stuff they get from the cup run, I think aiming for the playoffs and smashing the playoffs is a great tactic.
Well, yes. I mean, Chelmsford went to Worthing and won 3-2. So Chelmsford are suddenly on a really great run.
Oh, okay.
You said that about the playoffs. We've literally lost to everybody in them. Hampton and Richmond, Chelmsford, Worthing, Maidstone, Averley, Bath?
We haven't got
Bath
any players,
yet?
John. We're eighth. We've got no players and we've won no games. No.
Rubbish. Dover lost 2-0 at home to Truro, so Dover seem quite doomed.
Yeah, they're gone. There's two points dropped against them, wasn't it? We always say that.
Yes.
At the
end of
the season.
God, yeah.
It's a shame to play them first game. They were running on fumes.
If we got 41 points, it's a miracle.
This is what I mean. I keep looking at it and going, well, if we win a game, we're third.
Yeah.
And we've had we've got no players, and we feel like we've won no games when we have won 13 games and lost 10. That's the problem.
Slough beat Taunton 3-0 at home. So Slough again are doing all right. They're unbeaten at home for about 12 games or something
16th.
Like that.
I know you love Slough Town. They are 16th, John. Not going anywhere. May as well call their season now.
St Albans 2, Farnborough 1. So St Albans again just hovering outside.
Well, Farnborough away, that's February, isn't it?
That's coming up.
Go try and go to
I'm
that.
Doing a half marathon in Farnborough.
John.
A week on Sunday.
That's nice. How's the training going, just so people know?
I've got up to about 15, 16 kilometres.
It's going well, John, isn't it?
Okay, I just do that twice more in a bit.
Yeah. Rob Baker suggests you do it in kilometres, doesn't he? Because it sounds like
they go quicker.
It sounds more.
They go quicker as well. You watch it on your watch and suddenly you've done one.
You've done it, there they are.
Yeah.
Done a K.
There's another one.
How many K is 26 miles?
40.
Come on, John, you should know this.
41.
It's not Foff numbers.
No, it's about 40, 41. 40, 41.
41 40,
44.
Clicks.
Yeah.
Clicks, that's what my friend's dad says.
Yeah.
Clicks. Wow,
My Just Giving page is on my Twitter.
Yes.
John Cadogan. Please donate. We've got a little bit more to go. I think we're going to be in a position very soon to announce a live show.
Yes, we're live show of sorts, but a live show of
it's
a
coming.
Live show indeed. Maybe we'll burn the hat on the live
show. Oh, that's a great idea. We'll save that for the live show.
A live hat burning.
Yeah.
Is that the sort of thing people want in a live show?
We'll just have to we'll fill out the appropriate health and safety so it doesn't become an uncontrolled fire. That'd
live
be some way to
hat
go.
Hat burning live.
Yeah. What a lovely idea.
What a lovely idea. That's
okay, we'll get that
great.
In the
running. Yeah.
Okay, well, yes, keep your eyes peeled for that. But if you wouldn't mind donating. But yes, I'm doing my half marathon in Farnborough. So I don't know what that means.
Oh, well.
Maybe.
I think if you can come under a certain time.
Yeah.
If you're under a certain
time.
Maybe
for
you'll
2 hours.
Win. Oh, yeah, you'll
so come. So maybe we'll win 2-0 there or something. I don't know.
John, I have done a half marathon in under 2 hours. So I think you will be able to do a half marathon in under 2 hours.
Good. Tonbridge Angels 2, Weymouth 1.
Lovely. Why are we still playing these teams? Carry on.
Tonbridge again hovering. They're in their ninth. They're only 3 points behind us.
Yeah.
Weymouth just outside the relegation zone in 20th.
We have two games in hand on Hampden and Richmond, Chelmsford, Worthing and Bath. Carry on. One game.
Torquay 2, Eastbourne 2. We've done that. Welling 1, Averley 3.
Welling.
So again, Welling looking a little bit like they might be in trouble. They're 22nd, but they've got enough time to get themselves out of
that. I don't care who goes down. I don't care,
because
hopefully we won't be playing them next season. But if we are, then, you know, that's well done to them for staying up.
Western Supermare 2, Dartford 2.
Yep.
Honestly, what's the point in Dartford?
Where's Dartford? Where are they?
15th.
Yeah.
Western are 18th.
Do you know who the top scorers are? We don't have any top... Here we are, top scorers. I'm interested in that,
and then
John.
We've done everybody
else. Oh, look,
else.
We've
yeah,
got some...
It.
Yes, here we go. Pierce has 18 goals.
Who does he play for?
He's played for Worthing.
Okay.
And he's got played 24 games. This is the sort of thing we need to know.
Should have it.
Amanchi. He's left, though, isn't he? He's gone to Bromley, I think.
Oh, is that the guy? Yes.
Yeah. So he's not in anymore.
I knew that.
Wilson, Bath City, 13 goals from 26 games.
Yeah.
Seymour. Suddenly Seymour pops up at the back post. Hampden and Richmond, he plays for, and he's scored 20.
Tom Seymour.
Yeah.
He's from bloody Torquay or somewhere.
Now we missed him.
I know.
12 goals, 26
when
games.
I commentated on the Hampden game. He looked at it and go, how do we miss out on this bloke?
Cook, 11 goals, 26 games. So that's so Bath City, this says a lot. Bath City's got two of the top scorers in the top five.
Yeah.
That says a lot, doesn't it? That shows you why that's why. Danny Aguiar. Of course, played for us.
Ricky Aguiar.
Ricky Aguiar. I'd say Danny Aguiar.
Not, it sounded like Nicky Aguiar. That's right.
Nicky Aguiar. Plays Worthing, scored 11
Nicky
goals.
Aguiar.
Young for Yeovil, scored 10. Murphy, 9. See, Yeovil are spreading their goals around.
Ben Seymour. Sorry, I got his name wrong.
So ours is
Tom.
Brad Ash, 8 goals.
Tom Seymour last season scored 20 goals in 37 for Plymouth Parkway. How...
There we are.
Why do we not sign him?
Yeah, but look, Brad Ash we signed. He's on eight.
Garbage.
He was on 8 goals. This is everyone's injured. I think injuries have done us in.
Yeah.
And Brad Ash scored 8 in 21. Nublo, everyone's saying he's having a great season. He scored 8 in 25.
Yeah.
I know you don't want to say anything positive about the team, but I'm just giving you positives.
That's how I'm feeling.
We have games in hand. We have lots of injured players. Hopefully we'll come back again soon. And aim at the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's all you can hope. Hopefully Yeovil will get a points deduction, 20 points. And then it's all up for grabs.
Then we're on.
Then it's all up for grabs. Yeah. I don't know why they'd get a points deduction.
Who knows?
I might try and report them for something. How do you get a points deduction?
Modern slavery or something.
Yeah, try and do. Who was done for modern slavery?
That's when they turned up to games in the big boat with the drum. Boom, boom, boom.
Rowing boom, to games.
It was all a bit much, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was born by the river. Run out music. Great. Well, that was all right. John. I'm finding positives. I think you've been very positive. Okay. That was a little football roundup on the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession. And this is the tiny little keepers of the National League South. Unfortunately, we've forgotten how to do this feature. So maybe you'd like to go back and listen to the tiny little keepers of the National League South from episodes, what, John? 100 and...
I'd say 30 to 50 to or 60.
50 or 60, the National League South season, which was a real high point.
It was.
In Talk United's history.
But if you want to look him up, Ben Dudzinski?
Dudzinski.
Of Eastbourne.
Looked little, but it's apparently
a tiny
6 foot
keeper.
One.
He was actually 6 foot one.
Absolutely. Untrue. Not 6 foot two, as we know, is the worst height of all.
And that, kids, is why you should never lie about your height.
That's the tiny little keepers of the National League South.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's really lovely to have once again in the studio giving us an update on his current employment and a new business, I think he started. Seen a gap in the market.
Yep.
It's lovely to see you, John Pemberton.
Yeah, it's lovely to be here, as ever. Always nice to catch up.
How's things? I think, where were you last time we spoke to you,
John? I've just got back from Alaska.
Oh, Alaska, lovely bit of the
world. Yeah, made the move over there last week.
Alaska FC?
No, as you know, I like to diversify.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes just change my look a little bit, just try something else, see if that's really, you know, I find my calling. And, you know, spotted a bit of a business opportunity out in I'm going to say Anchorage. I think that's in Alaska. Not sure.
No, I don't think anyone will check, John.
No one's
going to
check,
so
I wouldn't worry about it. I've started my own airline, Air Alaska.
Oh, sounds
good. I just thought a bit of a gap in the market, get people around this sort of remote, icy wilderness.
An EasyJet vibe, a premium vibe. What are we going for?
I'm going to say the sweet spot between EasyJet and British Airways, somewhere in there, you know, right in the middle between the two.
Yeah.
And, you know, got in touch with the lads at Boeing who, you know, they said we had a load of surplus 737s.
All right.
Going spare. Do we want to use them? Set up Air Alaska. Great. Thanks so
Did
much,
you
lads.
Did you pay for them up front?
No. You know, we worked out, you know, sort of financial deal, but, you know, I got a lot of contacts. As you know, over career, you know, you amass a lot of contacts.
Yeah.
The lads at Boeing, you know, did me a real favour loaning those in for us. And, you know, we got the planes out there, got them up and running.
Yeah.
And, you know, but you just can't believe it, you know, just when you need a little bit of a change in fortune.
So you've got people in the sky.
We've got them in the skies. We've got the first routes going. It's on its way.
Yeah.
You know, you just need that change in fortune. And, you know, it turns out the planes had a flipping great hole in them. Like a massive sort of panel missing from the side.
Oh, and the door fell off.
The door basically fell off.
Right.
You know, whacking great hole in it.
But just that one, was it? Or were they...
Well, we've had to ground the whole fleet,
which is
disappointing, but, you know, it's a setback and we'll learn. And, you know, that's just the way it goes for us. And, you know, like the plane was just taken off. And, you know, the door came flying off. People's stuff was whizzing out the door. Yeah. Nobody was harmed, but people lost their phones. And I just say, look, you know, we've just, it's good to talk, you know, yeah. Get rid of your phones. Hey. Talk to the person on the seat next to you. And that's what, you know, I want.
Everyone's head buried
in
their
phones. Everyone's got your head buried in
days.
Your devices.
Not realizing, you know, the door has flown off. You look, and maybe that's why the door wasn't screwed on in the first place.
Because we want people to talk. And, you know, not that's one of yeah. the, I've decided since, that's one of the great, you know, sort of big slogans we have at Alaska
and
Air.
Why would you fly to Alaska if you didn't want to see the scenery?
Exactly.
You've and feel look, the cold air.
Feel the cold. We gave people a full-on immersive experience of this is what it's like out there. It's flipping cold.
Yeah.
So, you know, wrap up warm.
Yeah.
Look, unfortunately, we've had to ground the fleet. The airline's in complete chaos and Boeing's sort of global share price has plummeted. So, yeah look, you know, I've been asked to move on and, you know, that's me. Have boots, we'll travel and, you know, pack me bags. Back here in the UK waiting for the next opportunity.
Because of what happens when the door fell off, is it true you've gone with the slogan, get sucked off on Air Alaska?
Travel with us and you will get sucked off. It's look, and again, another pillar of Alaska Air. Put your phones away,
and you'll
feel
get
the cold,
off.
Get sucked off. It's the three. They always say the power of three, don't they?
They do. That's an advertiser. I know you. Yeah. I know you were big in advertising.
Well,
for a while.
Like I say, my skills are lended to all sorts of different industries. So look, we've got to wait for the next opportunity to come up. Maybe airlines isn't the one. Maybe we just had a bit of bad luck. But you know, we wait to see. I hear the post office is looking for a new CEO.
Yes.
So you know, maybe I can move in there or something. I don't know.
Good idea. Thanks, John Pemberton, for joining
us
at the National Obsession. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession. You've noticed something this week, John, haven't you?
I have, yeah. It crops up on my timeline that the presenter of Radio 3's breakfast show...
Oh, yeah, lovely.
...is a proud Cornishman.
Is he?
Yeah.
The breakfast show on Radio 3?
On Radio 3.
How's he got
of
that?
Sort of highbrow... the high level
Truro Symphonia
classical. Save it.
The Polzeth Symphonia.
He's called, and it could not be more on the nose if it tried, Petroc Trelawney.
Get on. Hello there.
Hello
Petroc.
There. Petroc Trelawney. Petroc's not even a name.
Sounds
but
up.
It isn't bloody Cornwall.
Right in our street. Right. We, right in
if
our
we
wheelhouse.
If we say it's a
John.
Bloody name, it is a bloody name.
Petroc.
Petroc.
Has you been down Petroc Trelawney? You get a nice bloody bastards on there.
Pet Sounds Trelawney.
Pet Sounds, yes, yeah, nice. Yeah.
Anyway,
so let's hear him.
I thought we might as well dip into the Radio 3 breakfast show and see what it sounded like. Yeah, that's a bloody Petroc Trelawney here.
Oh, yes.
Playing you the best of bloody Holst.
Holst, is it?
Yep.
You got some bloody Holst.
Holst on this morning. Gustav Holst. You've never made a Gustav down the St. Austell.
It's Gustav Horst. He's coming on the boats.
It's the bloody planets, this
come
is.
Come down in Penzance. Down the, he's turned some planets.
This one's Jupiter. That's the den. So have you never seen Jupiter before?
I said, no, but I've seen Uranus.
I've seen your every go.
There's your joke. If you was looking for one, Petroc.
This morning's joke. Sponsored by Truro City.
Truro City was on. Hello, you're listening to Petroc Bloody Trelawney.
Petroc Trelawney.
And here's some Shostakovich.
It's a bit of bloody Prokofiev for you, know? bloody Russian.
What is it called?
Prokofiev.
Yes, please, two sugars.
It's just a Denzel Prokofiev.
Prokofiev.
I'll have
office.
A cup of bloody tea,
just,
please.
Just a cup of tea, please, you bastard.
Goes nice with a bit of cake. Anyway, here's better Prokofiev.
I know, I was listening to Handel's Water Music, and then someone said to me, Four Seasons. I said, no, thank you, I've eaten.
So we'd all play Frankie Valli on Radio 3.
It's not bloody Frankie Valli, is it? Has been Pizza Express. I'm more of an American hot man. Denzel.
This isn't so much Petroc Trelawney, it's Jethro.
Jethro Trelawney.
Jethro Trelawney.
Here,
we've got a bit of bloody choral music now from the Truro Singers.
There's the Truro Singers now. We've playing the Ugly Duckling. Here it is. The Black Swan. Beautiful. Here they are. Beautiful bunch of maids.
A lovely bunch of maids. I know from Penzance.
Beautiful men. They're lovely, pretty. Pretty girls singing there. It's lovely, isn't it? Pretty little voice. Isn't it funny when they have them little lads turning up singing with a high voice? in the cathedral.
It was often wonder, did they get bullied at school? They've kept my bloody through it at my school.
Is it P.A. Jesu? I said, no thanks, I've been.
Thanks for asking, but I've been.
Thanks, I went before I came. And stop calling me Jesu.
It's Daddy Jethro.
It's Jethro.
Petrock.
I mean, it's the same joke every week, John. But
it
we
isn't
enjoy
it? That was very specific.
That was very good, though.
Yeah.
I liked it, John.
Yeah, I liked
it. That was a real... I think that was a high point of the podcast.
That was it, wasn't it?
That was it.
The National Obsession.
Yeah, any letters today, John? Any letters from a listener?
I'm afraid...
No letters today. We don't... It's like
we can't
some
make them up.
Like some podcasts... We will not make letters or fake letters.
We can't do a...
If no one writes in on what, John, what address?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
If no one writes in, then we can't read out your letters.
We can't do this morning and just invent...
invent letters.
Invent contestants and all that.
Send us your letters. If you send us three letters, you can be a FOF. You get a FOF number. John will now, in the week between this episode and next episode, we'll put a spreadsheet together with all the FOF numbers, and we will have a complete rundown of who's in, and maybe we'll colour for you, John.
That's always good,
I know,
isn't
that's
it?
Always a little cherry to get you going.
Doesn't if you feel like I'm losing interest?
If you do the numbers, John, if you do the numbers, we'll have a little cull.
You know what? That's just parenting 101, isn't it?
Did a you good job there. You see me do it before.
It's just a little trick,
you?
Isn't it? The carrot and the stick.
Less carrot, more stick.
get a chance to be really horrible to a few people.
Can cull a few people, John. If you do the list, we'll cull a few, okay? So join us next week on the National Obsession for a
good old culling.
A good old culling. It is the trophy this weekend for Torquay United. Hereford away, the Bulls.
You know, I live very close to Richmond Park, and it is currently deer culling season at the moment. You're not allowed in at certain times because they're shooting deer.
I bet.
I think that's going to be us. It's FOF culling season.
You can't cull any of the FOFs that have given you money for the marathon until you've done the marathon.
I'm going to make doubly sure.
They're ring fenced.
Yeah.
Till at least you've done it and you've got the money.
Because you can't take it back.
No. Have I ever told you the story? I don't know if it's true or not, but the Agatha crew, they tried to buy it. I can't tell it.
Oh, okay.
There we are. on the ice to you.
Yes, on the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.